56 tonight. Mostly sunny, 107 tomorrow. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 107. I'm staff meteorologist John Weatherby. Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.
Lots of sunshine right now. It's 102 degrees. Checking the market, the Dow is down 25 at 16,958. S&P is down 4 at 1975. The NASDAQ up 7 at 4452. Reporting for Money Radio, I'm Ken Morgan.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Money Radio staff, management, or advertisers, and do not represent an offer to buy or sell any securities. Some interviews heard on this program may be sponsored by the participants.
It's time for Happiness, Opportunity, and Technology, the show about promising technology-oriented stocks with host John Barnabas with Stellar Technologies. Now, here's John.
Hello, good day, welcome to HOT, Happiness, Opportunity, and Technology, the Money Radio program, realizing happiness by linking the business of technology with productivity and profit. It's great to have you along during the noon hour today, and especially to the live audience, since we're broadcasting from Phoenix Analysis and Design Technologies, a company headquartered in Tempe, Arizona. We'll be speaking about all of the wonderful and esoteric activities that PADT performs during the next hour with the co-founder and principal, Eric Miller. We'll also have assistance from a very capable technologist, Rene Palacios. We'll be starting by looking at our Money Radio technology model portfolio, the HOT Index, now in its 14th year. We are showing a gain, and it is presently about 30%. We're continuing to follow the general trend of the marketplace, and at the present, we really only have one issue in the portfolio that has some red. That is Taiwan Semiconductor, that symbol TSM, and it's down a little less than a third of a point. On the positive front, we have continued strength in U.S. silica, that symbol SLCA, and we're showing strength with the market. In the past 2 weeks, we're up about 8.5% and continue to have expectations for the short to mid-term. As with all the stocks in the HOT Index, these are covered and governed by active options markets. We urge listeners to stay alert and connected and to use options to mitigate risk and to perhaps achieve some capital gain. You can go to the website to track the HOT Index. It's simply settohot.com, S-E-T, the number 2, hot.com. If you're listening to us on the Internet, there's an opportunity to also look at the website for the company that we're presently situated in, Phoenix Analysis and Design Technologies. PADTINC is the website, PADTINC.com. Saturday, the 26th of July, was an anniversary. It was the birth date for the very famous and prominent American film director who has to his credit such movies as 2001 A Space Odyssey. He also became quite brave in social terms and in 1997 filmed the novel by Vladimir Nabokov, the very controversial novel from the 1950s, Lolita. His words, and his name is completely out of my head at this moment.
Oh, it just fell out of mine.
Arthur Clarke was the author of 2001.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yes, that's another one.
Stanley Kubrick.
Kubrick.
Yeah.
He said, if you can think it, or somebody can write it, then you can make a movie of it. We're delighted that we're in a situation where if you can think it, if you can sketch it, if you can have it conform to basic mathematics, then you can create it. And that's what PADT is all about. And the founder, Eric Miller, is here to tell us how he got started in this world of engineering, of providing a broad range of vertically integrated services and doing wonders for the world.
Well, thank you. So I got started in this business because I worked at what's now Honeywell Aerospace, which was Garrett Turbine Engine Company back in the old days. And we were doing what we do here there. It was early technology. It was in the mid-80s. We were applying numerical simulation, 3D CAD design, using computers to make 3D models, and using a new technology, what we called rapid prototyping, what we now call 3D printing, to make physical parts very quickly. And that's what we did kind of internally at what's now Honeywell. And about 20 years ago exactly, we decided to leave there and take those three technologies and build a business around it. And we've been doing that and providing those services to people in the Southwest since then. And it's a lot of fun. We get to work in everything from toy companies to people who launch rockets into space. So we see the full spectrum of what people make with physical products, and we get to apply these really cool leading-edge technologies to them every day.
Your offices are located not only in Phoenix, but also in Albuquerque and Denver and...
That's correct. We have an office in Albuquerque and in Denver, and we have sales folks in Salt Lake City, as well as some people that live back east whose spouses couldn't quite take the heat too long, so they work from their basements in colder climes.
So to look at the way you engage with someone who is in the cycle of inventing, creating, they have an idea, they have a concept that needs to be fleshed out, and they would come to PADT, and at that point there'd be some kind of sanity check, and then the creation takes place.
Right. It depends on the kind of customer. If we're working with a large aerospace company, of course, they know exactly what they want. They give us a specification. We work to that. If it's a smaller company or an individual, that's exactly what we do. We usually do a very quick evaluation of their product and what they want to do with it, and kind of give our feedback as engineers. And as part of that, also an estimate of what it'll take to take that idea to a producible part. And if they agree to that, then we work with them, bringing in outside resources, doing it internally. We also sell the tools that people use. So a lot of our interaction with our customers is not necessarily doing the work for them, but selling them the hardware, the software, or training them on that hardware and software that they need to do it themselves. So whatever they need to make that product come to life, we can help them.
Some examples of companies and some of the products that have come out of PADT?
Our biggest customer is Honeywell Aerospace, and we do work with them on turbine engines as well as environmental control systems and a huge variety of different parts. Most of the large electronics companies in the Valley come to us either for their 3D printer supplies and machines themselves, or we sell them the software they use to do simulation. We also work with smaller companies Tritronics down in Tucson that makes dog collar training systems. That's a good example of a relatively small company that one would think is kind of a relatively low tech, but we provide them with prototyping, we provide them with engineering services, design. We recently finished a really nice project for GlobalSat, which makes these global communication satellites, like cell phone, but satellite-based. And they have a device called the Spot that allows you to communicate anywhere in the world and send emergency messages. Let your loved ones know where you are, as well as contact the local 911 operator. So we helped them design that. We simulated it. We prototyped it for them, and we interfaced with their manufacturing. And so we helped them get that to market before last year's Christmas season. So big variety.
3D printing will be what we come back to in the rest of the program. Synopsis of why 3D printing is a big deal and why it's important for investors, but especially for the people that you serve.
So I've been thinking about that a lot because I've been using it for 25 years, and it just kind of made sense when it came out. As an engineer, I needed a part, a sample of something I'm working on to physically look at, and it was a very affordable way to do that. But over the years, it's broadened from high-tech aerospace companies to pretty much every aspect of the world. And the reason for that, I really strongly feel, is that it allows people who don't have the tools or the knowledge on how to use the tools to make parts themselves. So a good example would be in medicine now, people are trying to grow ears for people. So in order to grow an ear for somebody, you need stem cells and you need cartilage to grow the ear around. So the doctor needs to... You need a break?
Well, we're going to take a short break and we'll come back to picking up this fascinating topic on printing, the biosciences, and looking at the world of additive manufacturing. You're listening to Heart, Happiness, Opportunity, and Technology, only on Money Radio.
When should I begin taking Social Security? What should I invest in today? And when should I look at making changes? What should I do with my 401k if I change jobs?
Hello, I'm Mo Ansari, host of Market Wrap and president of Compaq Asset Management. These are just some of the questions we are asked on a regular basis, and the answers are different for each and every one of you. That's why at Compaq Asset Management, we take a holistic approach to wealth management, which means taking the time to get to know you, your lifestyle, and your goals to better invest your money now and make a plan for your future. Call Compaq Asset Management at 800-388-9700 and make an appointment to meet with me personally for a free portfolio review and answers to your specific financial questions. That's 1-800-388-9700. 1-800-388-9700.
Compaq Asset Management is a registered investment advisor, funds custodian, Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, member FINRA SIPC.
Paradise Bakery and Cafe's new flatbread may be flat. The flavors, however, are anything but. Try all three chicken flatbread sandwiches, each 360 calories or less, at Paradise Bakery and Cafe today.
Now back to Happiness, Opportunity, and Technology with host John Barnabas. Here's John.
Welcome back to HOT, program number 81. If you're interested in listening to the archive, you can go to SoundCloud, that's soundcloud.com, and search for HOT 41. We're on location at Phoenix and Technologies and speaking with Eric Miller, founder and principal. Also, we have Rene Palacios, who I consider to be an outstanding ambassador of 3D technology and sales.
Thank you, John. Very nice to see you.
Rene had the distinction of being the person who could explain to me how it was possible to 3D print something that had moving parts and not have to assemble it later on. I tried in reading accounts. I tried other people to explain, but Rene, in just a matter of a minute, pushed away all of the confusion. Your job within PADT is to focus on the business of 3D printing. You have a specialty and a sales responsibility, but you're also looking at educating internal and external users and customers, and your orientation was somewhat of a serendipitous affair. You didn't start off by saying, I want to sell 3D print technology.
No, not at all. Actually, I got in the industry in the 90s, and at that time, there wasn't any formal education or anything like that available. I was fortunate enough to get hired by Stratasys in the 90s, and they were a very small company at that time, only 100 employees. And when you have a small company like that, lots of people wear lots of different hats. So it was on-the-job learning, and I learned from the folks who were the founder of the company was Scott Crump, who founded the FDM technology that you see out in the field today, and the company Stratasys. And all the engineers who were developing the technology, printing and testing and training folks on the products, those are all the people who I got to learn from. And so it was on-the-job training, sort of being in the right place at the right time.
So this general field of additive manufacturing, mm-hmm. is something that you've embraced and you've become expert in. And the state of the art presents what kind of opportunities in terms of the technologies, limitations on what you can make, sizes you can make?
All of those things. The interesting thing is, I think for myself, I was fortunate to work with a lot of very skilled people who understood the manufacturing world, and to be able to sit back and go to a company and see them, how they're manufacturing products today, or how they're actually doing their complete, design cycle. Where is a good fit for 3D printing? And if you're smart, you just take the time and just listen to those folks, you can actually use 3D printing throughout the entire process. So you can use it from a very early stage, just a conceptual model. I have a great idea. I want to get something in my hand, or you can do it all the way to a final part. And so we see it in all those levels of additive manufacturing and 3D printing.
3D printing is not yet at a stage where it's economical to produce large volumes, but for something that's
correct,
a one or two of a type, it's...
It's really sitting down with a customer and finding out what they want to produce and the lead times for that, and definitely becomes cost prohibited to actually manufacture, you know, hundreds and thousands of parts. But if you're doing customization for a particular customer, this is a sure way to get that done for them, whether it's size or color or a unique feature about that particular product. This is one of the fastest and easiest ways to actually do that.
You've been in this field now for coming on 2 decades.
Yes.
And this is typically not an area that you have many women.
That is correct.
And your challenges in proving that you have the technical competence and, most of all, the global understanding to do the best for the customer has been an uphill battle.
Well, in the early days when I did get into the industry, there weren't any female salespeople at all except for myself. And there were two female engineers who worked for Stratasys at that time who were working on product development, and those two gals still work for Stratasys today. I could count on one hand the number of female technical engineers that I was engaged with as I was out on the field and trying to help companies with, you know, their manufacturing or their design process. Today, though, and I'll say maybe in the last 12 years, that has changed dramatically, in my opinion. And I think education and some strives with government, some STEM programs have allowed for some programs to be put in place throughout North America. And what that has allowed is 3D printers and curriculum to go into schools, even at a high school level. We have a junior high school here in the Valley who even has a printer. And so in my opinion, in the last 12 years, I see a tremendous growth with women. And I think today, I think it's acceptable for women to be in the manufacturing world. I don't see enough women actually directly involved in manufacturing. Where I see them is in all the technical details of the designing and product development. I don't see a lot of women in the manufacturing, and that's where I'd like to see sort of the next steps.
Have you been able to invest some of your energy in inspiring and encouraging?
Yes. Fortunate, PADT is a huge advocate of education, and here in the state of Arizona and in New Mexico, Colorado, and the states that we support. And so typically in the summer, a lot of the local colleges and entrepreneur centers and so forth do a lot of high school and college educational programs in the summer, and they allow us to go and speak at all those different events. There's the science fair in the middle of the year, like in February timeframe, mm-hmm. that we participate in. So we have robotics groups come through. We have sororities and fraternities come through from the different colleges, and we try to, you know, give them a tour of our facility and educate them in all the different manufacturing tools, not just 3D printing, but how they all work together and how they all complement each other.
Aside from the manufacturing, the design, and the simulation, what's the best way to not just sell, but to get potential users and customers excited about those things that you really can't touch in intimate detail? Simulation, for example, Eric mentioned little while ago that it's one of those things, it's like watching grass grow. Something's happening, but, and it's important, but you don't know what it is.
It takes 2 weeks, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a creative process. You know, everything in our world today is engineered. And we use these tools like in the old days, you know, somebody would have used a knife to carve wood. We use CAD, we use 3D printing, we use simulation to be creative. And that's how we kind of look at the world and describe the world and create a new things in the world is through this technology.
You talked about the outreach in the educational sense, and in fact there's some important progress officially from PADT to some local institutions, and we'll have a chance to go into detail that the announcement of this relationship, Eric?
Oh, between Tech Shop and the Polytechnic campus of ASU. We're really excited about that. We're really excited about Tech Shop in general and Polytechnic. They're two of our favorite groups, and the fact that they're working together has really been a great thing for us. So, you know, taking If you're not familiar with Tech Shop, it's a place you can go and get trained on manufacturing equipment and use that equipment to make your own things, everything from a sewing machine to an NC mill. And they're partnering with the university to help kids get the degrees they need to kind of backfill where we have a real shortage of manufacturing people in this country. You know, a lot of manufacturing is left, but there's actually less people than we need to fill in the roles we do have for manufacturing. So they've really taken a really nice step forward in providing this opportunity for people to get exposed to all these different technologies, learn it, and be able to apply it on real-world things. So we're very excited about that.
And from PADT's perspective, you're looking at furthering that kind of relationship?
Yeah, we've been working with both companies. We just did an open house over there a couple weeks ago, and of course all of our interns this summer, I think, are from the Polytechnic campus. I think all of them are. Yeah, we have one from University of Denver, but otherwise we try to bring the kids in, the smartest kids over, and work with us, and we continue to do a lot with that campus. We're very excited because it's a very hands-on way of teaching and very practical, and we like that.
Going back to the conversation we had a few minutes ago when you talked about growing organic material, if we can visit a scenario of how it might be typically handled in a lab if I were growing something to put over a vascular organ, for example.
So back to that, the reason why 3D printing is so important is that doctor has no idea how to make that cartilage. He doesn't know how to program a machine to make it. He probably doesn't even know a machine shop that could make it for him. But with 3D printing, he can go directly from a computer model, maybe from a CT scan, directly into making that cartilage for him. So we have machines we're supporting at, say, Mayo Clinic, where they're doing similar things, where they're practicing surgeries before they go into the surgery by building the parts. They're also looking at lots of different ways of using it in the hospital environment. And it's the same idea. These are doctors and nurses and physician's assistants. They're not machinists. They're not mechanical engineers. 3D printing allows them to be creative and go directly from their idea to a physical part. And that's what's so exciting about the technology.
It's very difficult when you're a doctor and you've taken a CT scan of a patient and you have a very critical, let's say it's a tumor or something like that, like a patient at Mayo. Those doctors are the ones who are physically taking a look at that information and printing their own parts. I mean, that's how easy.
We have a saying that if a picture is worth 1,000 words, a 3D model is worth 1,000,000.
And speaking of million, we mentioned a company, Stratasys, that symbol SSYS, is presently trading at about $103.50. It's up about $1.81 today, about 2%. We've not had Stratasys in the portfolio in quite a while, but the chart is healthy. We're continuing to watch Stratasys and the counterpart, DDD 3D Systems, which has been very recently in the portfolio, for opportunities to generate capital growth and to ratchet in the gains through an active options strategy. We'll continue our conversations at Phoenix Analysis and Design Technologies with Eric Miller and Rene Palacios after we take a short break. You're listening to HOT, Happiness, Opportunity and Technology, the power to realize profits and productivity, only on Money Radio.
A break for an update on the latest news from around the world on NBC from Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.
NBC News Radio, I'm Kelly O'Donnell on Capitol Hill, where House Republicans have unveiled a slimmed-down bill to address the immigration crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border. It would cost $659 million, far less than the $3.7 billion request by President Obama. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
We've seen a lot of House Republicans booking themselves on cable television to talk about what a serious problem this is at the border, but yet they are refusing to take the kind of action that would ensure the administration has the necessary resources to deal with what they themselves describe as a serious problem.
The U.S. is ready to slap Russia with more Ukraine-related sanctions. Secretary of State Kerry warning the Russian president today to rein in pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine.
President Putin can make a huge difference here if he chooses to.
The European Union has announced it is pressing forward with tougher sanctions targeting the oil and defense sectors. This is NBC News Radio.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Our website is MoneyRadio1510.com, and it's a two-way street. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to contact us when you log on.
How much is your health worth? At Consulari Personal Physician Services, we offer an alternative to the traditional business model of the medical practice. Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Bordinko, and I'm a personal physician and board-certified internist. And I've chosen to build my practice around only working with a limited number of patients so that I get to know you on a personal basis and understand your unique health needs. It's like having a physician in the family. Consulari is a private health advisor that is not tied to a single medical institution or network of doctors. So we truly have an unbiased approach to working for you and addressing your most important medical needs. Go to consularimd.com to learn more about us. That's consularimd.com. Our dedication to you and your health is what sets us apart from any other healthcare provider you will ever experience. That is the Consulari difference.
Remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Make the smart move. Premier Kitchen and Bath. One company, one contract, stress-free. Visit remodelingradio.com.
$1,000 for one pill. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursillo. It costs $1,000 per pill, but Sovaldi has become the treatment of choice for Americans with hepatitis C. According to data from IMS Health, prescriptions for the drug have outshined those for all other liver-wasting disease pills, even with insurers reluctant to pay. Apparently, the promise of a real cure with fewer nasty side effects has prompted thousands to get treated. Stocks remain mixed as investors await major economic news due out later this week. The Dow Jones Industrials are down 19 points. Points at 16,963. The NASDAQ is up 9. The S&P 500 down 3. Home prices rose in May from a year ago at the weakest pace in 15 months as sales remained modest in the spring buying season. The S&P Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index increased 9%, down from nearly 11% in April. We're more confident about the economy than we have been in about 7 years. The Conference Board said strong job growth boosted our optimism and improved our outlook on jobs and the economy. I'm Jen Ursillo with the Dow Jones Money Report.
True story. A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. Can you imagine? What if some thief got to your life savings? Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but here's what you do. Arm your bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Yep, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 800-611-7050. 800-611-7050. 800-611-7050. Network does not cover all transactions.
Now back to Happiness, Opportunity, and Technology with host John Barnabas. Here's John.
Hot. Happiness, Opportunity, and Technology is sponsored by Zing Technologies. Across the world and now in the USA, Zing is making the act of group collaboration a joy. Zing is a methodology and a facilitation technique enabled by simple, inexpensive technology. It brings people together and enables parallel thinking, since creative people seldom thrive in isolation. All participants have an equal voice and an equal opportunity to influence any outcome. Zing quite literally can create a human hive mind. See why the most highly regarded schools, businesses, and government entities have integrated Zing into their operations. Visit uzingus.com. That's the letter U-Z-I-N-G-U-S. uzingus.com. Or call 480-966-8025. We'd like to say a big thanks to Fired Pie, the website firedpie.com, for being the vendor of the lunch that's being served on-site at Phoenix Analysis and Design Technologies today. They've provided a very good cross-section of their menu, and if you'd like to be a participant in this wonderful menu, you can check them out at firedpie.com. That's with a D, firedpie.com. They have locations all over metropolitan Phoenix. We'll turn back our attention to the discussion at hand, the world of 3D printing, of rapid prototyping, of design simulation, and all of the things that go into creating things that make the world work. Hence to the collaboration between the ASU Polytechnic and the Tech Shop. And, of course, there's more going on behind the scenes, and now some of it is publicly announced. And we have this collaboration with some less formal educational institutions, but still very important.
Very important, in my opinion. PDT, along with a local aerospace company, has been partnering with Mesa Community College. They have an additive manufacturing, advanced manufacturing institute there on the campus. And basically, it's going to allow folks to go on in, be a student of all kinds of manufacturing tools. But specifically, the portion that we're partnering with them on is using additive manufacturing products, so like 3D printing. But the key is with some more real engineering materials, we'll be using the FDM technology, which is fused deposition modeling, which is the plastics. So they'll be using some high-end materials so that they can do manufacturing tools. So folks will be able to go there, get an education, learn hands-on, things that were never available before. They'll have their hands on all the variety of technology, learning how to manufacture parts smarter, faster, more cost-effective. It'll reduce, energy consumption and reduce waste. And so that's the primary goal of that new course that's going to be implemented. So right now we're working on the curriculum and all the technical details of that, and it'll be available pretty soon here. So we're really excited. There isn't anything available like that right now.
Preparation for a student to come to this course, what background do they have and what prerequisites?
Interesting enough, for that particular course, they won't have to have an engineering background. They could be at a current job and want to learn it. Those specifications haven't been laid out in great detail, But just from our experience here working with other folks who have been running the equipment, you don't need a degree in anything to run a printer. What you really need to be able to do is to be able to use a CAD software. That is the key ingredient to being a successful, being able to successfully print a part. And so that is the number one. A student does need to learn some type of CAD tool.
It doesn't have to be a high-end package like AutoCAD. It can be something that just gets you into the business.
Correct. I mean, there are free tools. There's Rhino. There's Google Sketch. There's all kinds of low-end tools. And, of course, there's a lot of very highly capable tools that you can use. And you can even use a simulation tool. Mm-hmm. And a simulation file can actually be printed on a printer as well with all the different color scheme and data on that. So really, that's the key. I know lots of people have this misconception that they could still put a piece of paper into a printer and it's going to print a 3D model. You still have to be able to design that file. So that's the number one thing, I think, right now.
Going back to the tech shop mention, the physical facility in downtown Chandler has, not only is it very convenient, but it's conducive to families.
And absolutely.
In fact, when you get into the facility, it's really unusual to see 3D printing technology, plasma cutting technology, adjacent to something as straightforward and humble as a sewing machine.
Correct.
Do you anticipate people with really non-traditional backgrounds, someone who's a good upholsterer, someone who might be good at crafting sailboat materials, to be a candidate for this kind of course?
Absolutely. So right now folks have three primary places. If you are a hobbyist and you just have a great idea and you want to make something, the tech shop today is a great source to go to because they even have courses. So if there's something that you want to learn, you learn how to use the equipment that's all there. I mean, you can educate yourself just being there, and you can be anybody off the street. You don't have to be a student from ASU. You can just walk in there and pay a membership, and you have the ability to use all the different capabilities in there. If you're an entrepreneur and you have an idea that's already existing today and you just need a business plan and you want to put a product out there, there's CEI, which is Center for Innovation, Entrepreneurial and Innovation. Sorry for that little slip up there. That's over at the Gateway Campus. And so if you have a product that you want to take a little bit further and you have invested some time in that product, you can go there. They have a huge 3D printing lab. They have SolidWorks, a CAD tool there. You can learn how to use it. You can have your hands on it. And then when you're more experienced and you have a real product, that's when you come to PADT, and that's where we'll take you to the manufacturing. So really, if people have, they want to be educated on the technology, they can go to Mesa. If they just want to use tools, they can go to the tech shop. If they want to advance their product, they can go to CEI. And if they want to take their product into the marketplace, they would come to PADT. So there have never been that many tools locally to the folks of Arizona like we have today. It's really amazing.
How is this all being paid for?
Well, PADT, we're a company. Folks would come in and they would pay us. CEI was actually a NSF grant funded program. What the idea there is to bring innovation to Arizona, a place where companies would come, grow their product, and actually stay here and have their staff here and park their company here in our state and have jobs and create those jobs. And it's a non-compete situation, meaning they can't do something at CEI that would compete with any of the other local companies in our state. So it's very specific to helping companies bring product and create jobs.
There's lots of discussion we can go into great detail on. Obviously, there's also a public resource, and folks who'd like to stay connected with the developments for CEI and Mesa can be directed to which website?
If you just, I believe it's just CEI.com. Forgive me, I didn't actually write it down. But if you just Google CEI, it will come up. And it's a part of Maricopa Corporate College, even though it's on the Gateway campus.
And the time frame is going to be the spring of 2015?
For CEI, that will be this fall. It will be open. They're working on just the final details right now. For Mesa Community College, we are hoping for the first part of 15.
Lots of excitement to stick around
for. Very nice. Yes.
Eric, back to the discussion on the area of molecular printing. And one curiosity that's been nagging me for the past few minutes is, what's the actual starter material that we're using?
So we're using a medical-grade ABS plastic as the cartilage replacement, and then they're using stem cells to actually do the growing. So one of the exciting things that's getting into 3D printing of biomaterial is using inkjet printheads to deposit different molecules, different cells actually, in different places. So it's really exciting to see that grow as well.
We'll be coming back to some questions from the audience in the up-and-coming final segment, and we'll continue with Happiness, Opportunity, and Technology. You're listening to us on Money Radio, Terrestrial Radio, AM and FM, and on the Internet. Money Radio, the power to generate profits, and this is HOT.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUY and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Hi, I'm Bob Roth, Managing Partner of Cypress Home Care Solutions and host of the new and exciting show, Health Futures, Taking Stock in You. Join me every Friday at noon as I will discuss important healthcare topics like health insurance plans, nutrition, and senior living options, and much more. Tune in this Friday at noon for Health Futures with me, Bob Roth. This is Arizona's only show dedicated to medical and healthcare concerns of our aging adult population. Healthcare Futures, right here on Money Radio, 1510 AM and 99.3 FM.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, the host of Money Radio's new show, Good as Gold. With 35 years as a professional coin and bullion dealer and author of two books that expose the inside workings of the coin market, I'm going to share with you how to safely invest in precious metals and what to do if you're one of the 90% who have been sold overpriced rare coins. Tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. to Good as Gold, exclusively on Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.
Monsoon season is here, and SRP reminds you to stop, think, and remember to stay away from down power lines. Learn more at srpnet.com/safety.
Now back to Happiness, Opportunity, and Technology with host John Barnabas. Here's John.
Welcome back to HOT, Happiness, Opportunity, and Technology, the program where we link the business of technology with profit, productivity, and pleasure, things that constitute happiness. This is our closing segment of the broadcast from Phoenix Analysis and Design Technologies. We'll be looking at some concluding topics, including why it's important to consider a service the range of services offered by a vertically integrated entity such as PADT, and we'll be addressing some questions from the audience. So, to kick this segment off, Eric, if someone has the capabilities of designing something with a CAD system, mm-hmm. and they believe that they can construct a reasonable prototype, what would be one of the compelling reasons to have as an alternative the offerings of PADT? Why would they take the trouble?
In general, we can help pick the right technology for what they want their prototype to be used for. We can usually use an engineered material that's very close to the final part material. We can do color, so we can give the surface finish that they need. So we can go well beyond what someone can build at home, usually using tools at home, to give something very close to the final part. And the ability to use the different materials is really the biggest advantage that we have.
The business of partnering is important, mm-hmm. and you have some alliances with large companies, small companies, vendors, And that vendor relationship gives you a strength that perhaps is unique in this kind of institutional capability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very, this kind of our business model is when we find a vendor that we really like their product, we create a very close relationship with them, not only selling it, but working with them on a technical level. So we're not only a reseller for Stratasys, we're a supplier to them. We manufacture and support the systems that clean the parts when they come out of the machines. So we do, it's a very important part of how we do business. We're very much into this idea of partnering and synergy, and it really works.
And the best way for anyone who's interested in learning about the services is to start by looking at the website, and that has the complete range of contacts.
Yes, it does.
Yep. That's always the best place to start, and just pick up the phone and give us a call or shoot us an email. We love this technology. We love to talk about it. And we've got, you know, you've been fortunate enough to meet Renee, but we've got a whole group of other people as well who are just as passionate and knowledgeable about the technology that just love to talk about it.
And passionate and curiosity is the mark of some of our audience. We have some questions, and we'll direct those to you, Eric.
Yeah. So one of them is one that we get quite often, which is, what are our thoughts on desktop 3D printing movement? Is it only for prosumers or the general public? And that's a really great question, and that's changing on a daily basis. It really was for prosumers for quite a while. It's expensive. You got to kind of tinker with the machine to get it to work. For those that don't know, we call the 3D desktop printing movement kind of low-cost machines in the $500 now to maybe $2,000 range that you can operate in your kitchen, basically. And they're very similar to the machines we sell. They're just less expensive and smaller. And recently, especially with the acquisition of the largest supplier in this market, MakerBot by Stratasys, they now have access to the Stratasys patent library. So they have some new machines coming out that are really bridging that gap into high-quality machines at a relatively low price. As far as the general public, I have a friend who's an extremely creative lady. She loves to do arts and crafts and technology, and she just bought her first 3D printer, and she set it up on her kitchen table, and she collects dice, so the first thing she did was make her own dice with it. And she and her kids have just been having a blast with it. So if you're a creative person who likes to do things different and new and explore, yeah, I think it's time. I think the cost has come down and the machines are reliable enough. Another question that we get quite often is about metal 3D printing. So for the bulk of the history of this technology, it's been plastics. And very recently, we've been able to make high-quality metal parts. So this is definitely something for the aerospace industry, the medical industry, automotive is starting to get into it, where you need to make either a prototype out of metal or low-volume manufacturing. The most famous example, the one that's really excited investors, was GE's recent acquisition of a company that uses metal printers to make the nozzles for their combustors. It's a sheet metal part that was hand-assembled, very expensive to make, took a long time. They don't make a lot in every year, so they now print those. And they're very high-temperature application, very precision, and we're able to do that now. So that's where a lot of the growth in the industry is happening, is in making new materials, especially metals. A related question was alloys. Can we do alloys? Well, it's a sintering process, right? So it's a powder, and you heat it with a laser, and the parts stick together. So if you can use any kind of powder technology to make the part, you can use this direct laser melting or sintering to make the part as well. So we do titanium, aluminum, nickel alloys, and there's many new materials coming down the pipe that we can't talk about, but we're very excited about that the manufacturers are coming out with on a daily basis. Let's see here. Another one, are you familiar with a company called Sigma Labs in Albuquerque, New Mexico? Yeah, we are. They have a metal technology as well, and they are one of the few U.S. companies that's involved in metal. So we're very excited about their recent progress. They've recently received some new funds to grow quite a bit in the near future here. I don't know if I can say much else what we know about them because some of it's proprietary. Another good question is, somebody asked me, how do you keep the stem cells alive during the printing process? I have absolutely no idea. I'm not a biologist. I know how to print parts, but I'm not a biologist. I think just in a normal culture type environment is how you do it.
Most of that's confidential at this
point. Most of it's confidential anyway.
Not public
product. That's what everybody's very excited about right now, especially how you treat the material during the printing process in the inkjet so it doesn't get damaged. Let me see what else we have here. Yeah, the only other really good question here is, what would be the best printer selection for a small part, about a half inch with a lot of detail? I would probably recommend the PolyJet technology. It's an inkjet technology that takes resin that is cured with ultraviolet light, and it puts out little tiny little dots. So it's about 300 dot per inch resolution. And you can get very, very precise parts that way, and it's a relatively small part as well. Plus, we have a large material selection, including colors and rubbers and hard parts. So a small part like that is with a lot of detail we usually use the PolyJet for.
And we'll be staying tuned for all of the excitement that is yet to be unfolded, and with companies like Stratasys and 3D Systems. Listeners may remember we had DDD, 3D Systems, in the portfolio for some time, and when we bailed and simply captured the profit, we were in the triple digits on DDD. It's presently trading at 54.71, and it's also up sharply over 5% today. We will continue to look at the potential for investment in the additive manufacturing space. Next week and the week after, we'll be shifting our focus from the world of additive manufacturing and looking at security. That is a very big issue, and in fact, we're going to be focusing on the vulnerabilities of the U.S. infrastructure, and particularly in light of the threat that was made, or I should say a reminder of the threat that was made very recently in the last couple of days from Al-Qaeda. We'll also be going back to health and wellness and looking at yet another installment of an interview with patients who have come through the CVAC process, continuous variable altitude conditioning. These are children, and they'll be giving their unique experiences on how exposure within the CVAC has helped them. We're concluding this broadcast from Phoenix Analysis and Design Technologies. Thanks to Eric Miller, Renee Palacios, and to the staff of Money Radio. Stay listening, because this is the power of profit. Stay connected on Hot, and catch us on SoundCloud. Next week, we'll be back. All the best.
You've been listening to Happiness, Opportunity, and Technology with John Barnabas of Stellar Technologies. If you'd like to speak to John off the air or need more information, please call 480-966-8025. That's 480-966-8025. Be sure to join Happiness, Opportunity, and Technology with John Barnabas on Money Radio.
Banking is simple. Institutions consistently make money, and most retail traders lose over time. Sure, they get lucky when the market goes up, but they give it all back when the market goes down. Individuals lose because they try to take money from the big guys instead of other retail traders. You can't beat Goldman Sachs, so stop trying. Learn how to get on the smart money side of the trade, and you'll find trading to be much easier and more profitable. Check out The Right Side of the Trade, brought to you by Online Trading Academy Phoenix, every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on Money Radio 1510.
Money Radio 1510
and at 99.3 FM. A break for news.
KFNN Mesa Phoenix and K257 CD Phoenix. Were you too busy to follow the market and other business events during the day? Then give a listen to Market Wrap with Mo Ansari weekday afternoons at 5. Dow is down 60 points, S&P is down 8, and the NASDAQ is flat right now. Sony to squeeze more revenue from its PlayStation. Labor agreement will keep Tucson buses rolling for a while. Sunny and hot today. Those stories in traffic right after NBC News at 1 o'clock.